You're listening to SBS News.
New Zealanders have returned Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to a second term in office by a landslide. With 49% of the vote, Ms. Ardern's Labor Party secured its greatest level of support in 50 years, with 64 MPs returning to the 120-seat parliament. The Nationals received 26.8% and the Greens had 7.9%, while Winston Peters' New Zealand First was voted out of Parliament. Promising to govern for all New Zealanders, Ms. Ardern says work is already underway to decide the makeup of her team.
My expectation is that we will form government within the next 2 to 3 weeks. There is precedent for governments to be formed before final counts are taken, when it's clear that a mandate exists. And it is clear in this case that a mandate exists for that.
But what could that team look like? Before the election, Jacinda Ardern led a minority government in coalition with New Zealand First and with confidence and supply support from the Greens. But with an outright majority, she's remaining tight-lipped on whether she'll continue governing with other parties or go it alone.
Everyone will have seen that I have been a consensus builder, but I also need to work with the mandate that Labor has been given as well, and I have said to the Greens that I will talk to them next week.
Labor is the first party to win an outright majority since New Zealand introduced mixed member proportional representation in 1996. It was designed to do away with the two-party system and ensure minor parties get to play an influential role in the country's politics. Former Labor Prime Minister Helen Clark has told TVNZ that while she won't offer Jacinda Ardern any gratuitous political advice, it's important to nurture long-term relationships.
Going back to that 2017 result for the National Party, when they felt they was robbed, hey, they didn't build the relationships. And if you can't build relationships with other parties, you cannot be a long-term government. So I think that will be a consideration for the government as it thinks around how they want to proceed now.
That could be particularly important when it comes to the Māori electorate. With a lead of more than 400 votes, the Māori Party looks likely to reclaim the seat of Wairiki from Labour. Associate Professor Maria Barge is a lecturer in Māori Studies at Wellington's Victoria University. She's told TVNZ the rise in votes for Māori Party candidates shows New Zealand's First people want an independent voice in Parliament.
There have been a number of sort of factors that might lead into dissatisfaction, but over the COVID sort of lockdown and time, we've seen really iwi have kind of leadership and show their strength politically and economically in trying to look after their communities. And actually they're wanting to see some of that leadership reflected in government.
New Zealand has been praised for its handling of the coronavirus pandemic, recording fewer than 1,900 cases and 25 deaths. But the economic impacts of the government's containment measures have delivered the country's first recession since the global financial crisis and its worst since 1987. Jacinda Ardern says she's focused on ensuring New Zealand's economic recovery.
We do need to look at, you know, what was the message that New Zealanders, particularly those New Zealanders who may have voted for Labor who haven't done so before, what were they were both endorsing and asking for. I think they were endorsing the work we've done on COVID already, and I do think they were endorsing the plan we have to go forward. There are some areas that we do want to crack on with. We want to make sure that we're working on things like that flexi wage, small business loan schemes, those things that really aid our economic recovery quickly.
Jennifer Curtin is a professor of politics and public policy at the University of Auckland. She says Jacinda Ardern will also face the challenge of delivering on the progressive policies she committed to in her first term.
There's a strong onus on Ardern's new government to return to some of the promises that they made in 2017 around climate change, child poverty and housing. They weren't able to deliver those in full during the first term, and that's partly because they were in coalition with a Conservative Party. Now, they're not in that situation, so they almost have no excuse not to fulfil their original mandate.
But she says questions remain about how some of the key policies will be funded.
She's ruled out a wealth tax, a capital gains tax, and she's only putting up the marginal tax rate for 2% of the population at a very high level. So no one's really sure where the income is going to come from to be able to afford the kinds of social welfare reform that is going to be required to address both social housing and child poverty.
Amy Hall, SBS News.